Start again.
Okay, one more time. So we are in Parakut Beis Milchosi Surabiya. This parak primarily will talk about the prohibition of sexual relations with a non-Jew. We'll also touch on the halacha of Kanayim Pogimbo, as well as other specific halachas related to various nationalities, like Amon and Moav, and the halachas of marrying people from there. Okay, so halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Yisrael shabal akom mishar umos derech yishus. All right, so if a Jew has sexual relations with a non-Jew, and here's the key thing, derech yishus means through marriage, meaning he has a relationship with her and they get married. O Yisraelish shenival la'akom derech yishus. Or let's say a Jewish, what do you call it? A Jewish woman engages in sexual relations with a male non-Jew. Again, also in the l'shem marriage. They get malkus. Shenemar lo tischatein bam bitecha lo sitan liv no bitol sikach liv necha. Right. So we see from the Torah, it says you can't intermarry. Now echad sheva avne veechad kol umos b'sozeh. It doesn't matter if it's the seven nations, i.e. the Canaanim, Prizim, etc., or any other nation. V'chein before shadi Ezra, we see this as a quote from Ezra. Basher lo nasam b'nosenu la me'aretz v'nosenu lo dikach liv necha. So Ezra reinforces the idea of preventing intermarriage at all costs. Okay, however, this is a critical point, but asra Torah ela derech chasnas, right? So what the Torah asked was basically sexual activity for the sake of marriage. Ava habal akusis derech znus, but let's say a man has sexual relations with a female, use this case, make it simple, she's not Jewish, okay? And he has it like in a way that's inappropriate. I mean, he's not looking to marry her. It's a one-off deal. Makaraso makaras martyrs, whatever he saw from. All he would get, so to speak, is rabbinical lashes. Zera shemiyobal ischatin, because the reason why the rabbanon come along and prohibited the having, let's say, a one-off sexual relationship with a non-Jew has nothing to do with it intrinsically being a problem. Rather, it's going to lead a person to think, if I could do that, then I can marry her. Vim yachta lo biznus, right? Chayvale mishum nida, right? Umishum shifcha, umishum kusi, umishum zona. However, let's say he, he sets aside, like he arranges, meaning non-spontaneously to have this znus thing, then he's chayev like it was a nida or shifcha, etc. Vim lo yachdalo, ela nikras mikra. But let's say he didn't actually set up this time, but it was a spontaneous type of thing. Eino chayev el mishum kusis, right? He's only chayev for having sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman. V'chol chiyuvin eilu medivran. And these are rabbinical prohibitions. Okay, lacha gimel. Now, b'medvar amorim kishaya haboal yisrael. So all this applies when the man having sexual relations is a Jew. Aval kohen abal akusis, but if a kohen has sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman, lokim in the Torah, right? Mishum zona. Okay, so he gets makos from the Torah because of zona. Vechad zona kusis, vechad zona Israelis. Right, it wouldn't matter if it was a non-Jew or a Jewish woman. Ubi ilo dovad loke, right? Sharei ina bas kiddushin. And having sexual relations is sufficient for him to go ahead and get makos. Okay, alach adalad. Okay, kol abal kusis. Okay, anytime a man has sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman, bein derech chasas, bein derech znos, whether it is for the purpose of, let's say, marriage or just stam to have a fling, im bala bifarhesia, if they have sexual relations publicly, right? Vehu should yivol ene asar miyisrael, yes sir. And this is where they're having sexual relations in front of at least 10 people, 10 Jews. Im pagubo kanayin, okay, if a kanai, literally that means a zealot. Okay, if the Kanai comes along and kills them, Rav Argu, Hare Elu Mishubachon is reason. This person, this Kanai, is considered deserving of praise. The Dabar Zeh Halacha Moshe Misinai, right? This is an axiomatic idea, meaning Halacha Moshe Misinai refers to a concept of not, you can't really find a rationale for it, rather it's just axiomatic, right? Who? Raya Dabar Zeh Maisa Pinchas Mizimri. And of course, we know, where does the source for this come from? It comes from the story of Pinchas. Right, Pinchas is the story of where Kanayim Pogimbo is first introduced. All right, halacha hey. Now, the ena kanai rashai lifgo behen, right? Ela b'shas maisa, right? So the kanai can only go ahead and do his thing, right, during the actual event, right, when it's taking place, kizimri, right, like it happened in the Torah, right? Shenemar v'esa isha el kubasa. Right. So what happened, of course, in the Torah, this story goes that Pinchas took the spear and speared him through the groin area, okay? But let's say the person committing the iser, so to speak, pulls out, right? Then you can't kill him, meaning it has to be as you're engaged in sexual relations. Vimhargo, neragalov. And if the kanai actually kills the man who had already stopped having sexual relations, okay, he gets killed as a result. Vimba kanai litol rishos mibezin largo. And if the kanai comes to Bezdin, and this is what makes it such a unique halachic system, if the kanai comes to Bezdin to figure out, like, can I do this or not, right? Imor and lo, they don't help him. Valfi shuhu b'shas maisa, even if it's in the middle of the man and woman having the sexual relations. Below od ela imba kanai larog is a boel. And not only that, if the kanai comes along to kill a boel, the nishmat a boel, right? And what happens? And the, what do you call it? The boel pulls out, the haraga kanai, kidei lahatsa atzma b'yato, right? And the kanai comes to kill him, right? And he kills the kanai. The boel kills the kanai to save himself. In a boel, neragalav. The boel, the guy who had sexual relations, also not be killed as a result. Okay, so if he protects himself against the kanai out of self-defense, he's off the hook if he kills him. The boel bas ger toshav. Now, if a Jew has sexual relations with a ger toshav, which we'll get to that later on, what that refers to, but we'll call that a non-Jewish resident of Eretz Yisrael. Ain a kanai and pogimbo. Then kanai and pogimbo doesn't work. Ava makanos on makas martos. But they still are subjected to rabbinical makas. Look above. Now lo pogimbo kanaim. Right, velo hilku beizdin. Now let's say the man and woman have sexual relations in public. The kanai doesn't get to him in time, and beizdin doesn't punish him with malchus. Hari onshu before shvedevir kabbalah shubakares. We know from Torah Shabbat that the punishment that will take place is kares shenemar kichil Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ha v'val bas kel nechar yikares Hashem leish asher yasena ervona. Right, so basically it's a pasuk from Malachi, and it talks about ultimately how the future generations will be cut off. Im Yisrael hu lo yelo erba chachamim, right? So if it's a Jew, okay, then he will not have any, what do you call it, children among the chachamim who will ever raise these questions. V'lo ona v'talmidim, nor will he have a, what do you call it, a kid who will join like the students. Vim kohenu, and if he's a kohen, lo yelo megish mincha l'ashem svakos. And if he's a Kohen, he won't be able to go ahead his children will never be able to bring a work in the Beis Hamikdash. He need lamata. So what do we see in this? Shabol kusis. Anyone who has sexual relations with a non-Jew, kilu nischatin la'akum. It's as if, right, that person basically was married to the akum. Shenemar ubal bas el nechar v'nikra mechal kodesh Hashem. Because it says in the pasuk that if a person has sexual relations with the daughter of an idol, basically, right? That's considered mechal kodesh Hashem. Okay, halacha zayin. Now abon zeh, right? This chait afal pi sheimbo misas bezin. Even though bezin does not come along and kill the guy, al yihi kal benecha. Don't take this lightly. Ela yeshbo hefset. Right? There's a tremendous loss through such a relationship. Right? Sheim b'kol arayos kemosa. Right? That all the other prohibited sexual relations don't have what this has. Right, shaben mina erva benohu lechol davar. Because if a man has a child is born from a prohibited sexual relationship, so the son is a son to him in every way. Uvechal Yisrael nechshav afu yishu mamzer. He would still be considered part of the Jewish nation even if he's a mamzer. All right, vaben minakusis. Right, but if he has a child through a non-Jewish woman, eno beno. Halacha does not consider this to be his son. Shneimar ki yasser is bincha ma'acharai. So if a man has sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman, the consequence, if they have a child, is that the child will not, halakhically speaking, be considered his son. Halakhaches. And not only that, the davar ze gorim li davek ba'akum. Shivdilano kodesh baruch mehem. The lashu ma'achari Hashem l'limabo. And not only that, what this does is this causes, right, ultimately, what the Jewish people to attach themselves to the non-Jews, right? But God separated us from the rest of the world, okay? And it would be very bad for us to go ahead, and limo literally means stealing from God, to go against his word by doing this. Now, Allah hates, now, akum haba abas Yisrael, but let's say a non-Jewish male has sexual relations with a Jewish woman, im eshes ishi, if she's married, nera galea, right? So then he gets killed, okay, the non-Jew, im penuyahi, and if she's not married, in an era, then the non-Jew would not get killed. Okay, Allah Yud. Aval Yisrael habal akusis. Right, but when a Jewish male has sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman, Ben Katana, Bash Lashana, Yom Echa, Ben Gedola, whether she's a Katana of 3 years or older, or she's of age, Ben Panuya, Ben Esh Esh, whether she's unmarried or married, Vafilu Haya Katan, Ben Tesh Shana Yom Echa, even if the male is 9 days and 9 years and 1 day, Kevin Shabal Akusis Bezadon, the moment he engages in these sexual relations on purpose, Harizen Nehereges, right? He gets killed. Why? Neshabal Yisrael Takala Al Yadeha, right? Because what's going to happen? Because what's going to happen is that this is going to bring a, what do you call it? Something bad, what do you call it? Kibahema, something bad upon the Jews, like an animal, but Darzim Forge for Torah, right? We see this openly in the Torah. Shinemar, Hein Heina Yulub Neyisrael, but Dovar Bilam, right? So we see in Bamidbar that they're talking about the how Bnei Yisrael, what do you call it, followed, so to speak, the advice of Bilam. V'chol Ishash Yodas Ish Mishkav Zahar Horogu, right? And what the Torah tells us is that any woman who knows a man, what do you call it, that has sexual relations, will get killed. Okay, Lachiyat Aleph. Now, Avadim Shehit Vilo Osam L'Shem Abdus, okay? Let's say an Eved, let's say a person has a servant and he goes to the mikvah, right, for the sake of being an Eved, the Kiblo Leia Mitzvos Shehavadim Chayav Mehem, right? And the Eved accepts upon himself the commandments that Avadim are obligated to keep. Yatsu Mikala Akum. So this Eved, he enters a purgatory. He's no longer a non-Jew. Ulechal Yisrael lobo, but he's not part of Bnei Yisrael. Lefikach, therefore, a shivcha asura leben chorin. A shivcha is prohibited to a ben chorin. Echad shivchasov, echad shivchas chavero. Okay, whether it's his shivcha or the shivcha of his friend. The abal shivcha, if a Jewish man has sexual relations with the shivcha, makadaso makas rise with his offering. All he would get is rabbinical malchus. Shema forsh b'Torah, because he sees it's open in the Torah. Sha'odon nosin shivcha kananis la'avdo ha'ivri. Because we see a master can give a shifcha kananis, a non-Jewish shifcha, to his Jewish servant, and she's permitted to him. Right, so that's why it's a midivrei sofer. Alach yud beis. Now below gazru chachamim midavar zeh below chayva torah makos b'shifcha. Right, so the chachamim were not gozer in this area, and the Torah does not require you to give makos on the shifcha. Ela imken haisa necharefes ish kamosh miranu. Only if she was designated, set aside for a Jewish male. Okay, now the Rambam emphasizes this by saying, "Lachiyud Gimel, Al Yehi Avon Zeh Kavinecha." Don't take this Isser lightly. Vnei She'im Bo Makos Min HaTorah, since there's no Deraisa Makos. Why? Shagam Zed Goron Leben Lusser Ma'achari Hashem. Right. This also will cause the son of the Jewish people, the son, to turn away from God. Shaben Min Hashifcha, because the child from Hashifcha, who Eved is an Eved, Benam Yisrael, and he's not considered Jewish. V'nimsa Goron Lezera Kodesh L'Hischalo. And what's going to happen? He's going to cause the holy Jewish people, okay, their children to be Hashem and to be slave and to be servants. Hare unkelus hametargim klal beilas eved b'shivcha beklal loye kadesh losiya kadesha. And unkelus goes as far as to say that sexual relations with an eved and a shivcha are included when the Torah says loye kadesh and losiya kadesha. He learns that to mean Shifcha and Eved. Halacha Yudalit. Now, Baal Shifcha, if a man has sexual relations with the Shifcha, Vafilu b'far Hesia, right? If it's public, Uvishas Avera, and in the middle of having sexual relations, ain't a Kanaan Pogimbo. Because again, this is a purgatory state. So Kanai cannot kill him. V'chein im lakach Shifcha derechasnus, and also if he took a Shifcha to marry her, ain't a lokim yitari, he doesn't get makos, right? Shema Shetavla. Let's say he hears that she, what do you call it? Shema'e Shetavla, from the point that she went to the mikvah, the kibla mitzvos, and she accepted mitzvos upon herself, yatsa mikala akum. She's no longer considered a non-Jew anymore. Again, she's not Jewish yet, but she's not considered a non-Jew. Allah ha-tesvav. Now, okay, switching up cases a little bit. Nisar Vlad Yisraelis b'Vlad Shifcha. Let's say we're not sure, we have two babies in front of us. We're not sure which one's Jewish and which one is the child of a Shifcha. Areshnan Suffolk, they're both have a status of Suffolk. V'chol Echa Mehen Suffolk Eved, each one is a Suffolk Eved, but Kofin Baal Shifcha Meshachar Eshnan. So what do? We force the owner, so to speak, of the Shifcha to free both of them. Vim Haya Ben Ahu Ben Adon Shal Eved, right? So let's say, what it called? Let's say this case is the Adon passes away, and the son, right, is the only son that could have come from this Eved. Okay, kishi gadlu yishachru zedze. So when they get older, they should free each other. You mutar love of a kah. And at that point, they'll be permitted to join the Jewish nation. Halacha Tezayin, Ahayu Hatarubos Banos. Let's say the mix-up was with girls. Are Shtein Suffix Shvachos. They're both considered this, having the suffix status of being a Shivcha. The Abal Al Kol Achas Mehen Havlad Suffix Eved. Right? And any if they have a child, if let's say a man has sexual relations with this daughter later on, the Vlad that comes out of that is a Suffix Eved. Let's say a non-Jewish child is mixed up with a Jewish child. Both of them must go to the mikvah at the shame of conversion. Right, and each one of them is considered having the status of a suffic gear. Now, kol akum kulam kishi is gairu v'kabalin kol mitzvah shibatorah. Anytime a non-Jew converts and accepts upon himself the mitzvahs. The avadim, as well as servants, kishi shtacharu, when they get freed, harein ki Yisrael kol davar, they become Jews outright. Shneimar hakel huka achas yelachem, hakahal huka achas yelachem. Okay, umutarin likanes bikal Hashem yad. Once they accept upon themselves the mitzvos, let's say by goy, they are automatically part of the Jewish people. Behu sheyisa hager o mishuchar bas Yisrael. As long as the ger or the freed eved marries a Jewish woman, visa Yisraeli. Gioris and Mishacharis, and vice versa. Chutz, except for, and this is the next point, Me'arba Amamilvad, except for the four nations, which are the Gerim from these four nations, are the exception. Behem Amon, Moab, Umitraim, Edom. So that literally Amon, Moab, Egypt, and Edom. She'umo Sa'ilu, because these nations, Kishis Gair, Echamehen, right? When one of them converts, Harehu Ki Yisrael Lechol Davar, right? They are considered Jewish in every way, except Ela Inyan Bia B'Kahal. Except they're not quite accepted into the Jewish community, so to speak. Okay, and well, when it comes to marriage, okay. So lachid ches, v'cheta dinan amon moav. Okay, so what are these halachas that apply to amon moav specifically? Isurin iser olam zecharim v'lo nekemus. So the iser is you can never marry a male ammonite or moavite, right? But it excludes the women. Shneimar lo yavo amonim moavi b'kal Hashem, right? Halacha Moshe Misinai, again, axiomatically, Shehamoni ha-zachar, va-moavi ha-zachar, it's both the males of Ammon and Moab, who she'asul olam, least the Bas Yisrael, those are the ones prohibited forever to marry a Jewish woman. Afilu ben beno, even if it's his grandson, at sof olam, right? Aval Ammonis and Moabis, but if it's a female from Ammon and Moab, muteris miyad kisharimos, if they convert, they will be permitted instantaneously like any other non-Jew. Halacha Yotes, now, Mitzri ve'edomi, okay, when it comes to Egyptians or Edomites, echad zcharim echad nekevos, whether they're whether it's male or female children, male or female converts, dor rishon v'dor sheni asur lavo b'Yisrael. So the first and second generations are prohibited to marry among the Jewish people. V'dor shlishi mutter, but the third is mutter. Shenemar banim asher yivadu lahem, and then afterwards it says dor shlishi. Okay, of course, now the Rambam is going to pick up some confusing cases. Halacha chaf. Mitzris Nuberis Shinizgaira Bina Shani. Okay. Bina Shani. All right. So let's say a Mitzris who's pregnant, okay, she converts, her son is now considered second generation. Mitzri Shani, Shinasa Mitzris Rishona. Let's say a second generation Egyptian male marries a first generation Egyptian woman, or Mitzri Rishon Shinasa Mitzris Shania, or let's say a first generation Mitzri male marries a second generation Mitzri woman. Havlad Shani. Their kid would be a Dor Sheni. Shnemar Banim Ashi Yavadu Lahem Hakasav Tlan Beleda. The Torah is saying after birth. That's when it expresses the door. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Now Ger Amoni Shenasa Mitzris Havlad Amoni. If a convert who's an Ammonite marries a Mitzris, okay, the child is Amoni. Ger Mitzri, let's say an Egyptian convert Shenasa Ammonis that marries a female Ammonite Havlad Mitzri. The Vlad is considered Egyptian. Zeaklal. Beumos holech achar zachar. So when it comes to the non-Jews, we go after the male child. Nizgairu holech achar hapachos. But if they convert, okay, then we say is that literally what it means is that the identity given to the children goes based on the lowest of the statuses. Meaning, if you look at Amon versus Mitzri, whichever one, so to speak, is pachos, that's the one we give it the status of. Halacha beis. Now mishen nizgairu meshiva amamin. Let's say someone converts from one of the seven nations, okay? there's no Torah prohibition for them to go ahead and marry Jews. But it's known, Shalonis Gairu Mahan Elo Givonim. We know only one subclass of people of the seven Amamin ever converted, and those are the Givonim. Yoshua Gazar Lehem, and Yoshua made a Xera, Shiu Asrum Lavo Bekal, Echaz Karim Echaz Nekebos. Yoshua prohibited the Givonim from ever being able to marry within the Jewish nation. Velo also Rasam, El Bezman Sheish Mikdash. But this Isser only applies when the base of Mikdash was standing. Shenemar, Vechot Ve'etzim Eshor B'mayim, the base of Ahai, Tala Harchakasam Mikdash. We see from the Pasuk that there, the idea of the Harchaka, of the distance between them, meaning the prohibition, only applied when the Mikdash was around. Lacha Gimel Behim, Hanikram Nesinim. If we remember, this is something that's come up numerous times, okay? These Nesinim, which now the Rambam is going to explain, these are the Givonim. Okay, they were called the Nesinim, Lefi Shenastam Lavodas HaMikdash, because they were set aside for working in the base of Mikdash. But David v'gazar lehem, David came along and decreed upon them, Shuli Kansu B'kal Olam, that they would never be allowed to, what it called, marry within the Jewish people, Ba'afilu B'zman She'im Mikdash, even when the base of Mikdash is not around. V'chem Beforsh B'Ezra, right, we see this open in Ezra, U'min HaNesinim Shenastam David V'sar Lavodas Levim, HaLamata Shlo Tola Osam HaMikdash. Okay. Finally, Lachav Chavdalek. Two more. Lachav Chavdalek. Veloma Gazar Aleha. Who based, you know, right? So why did David go ahead and paskin that these Nesinim aren't to be included, right? Lefisher Ra Azus Vachzarius Shaisabahem. He saw very bad traits. They were very angry, cruel, and brazen, haughty. Shaisabahem Eisha Bikshu Shivas B'nei Shaul. Because what happened was is that they wanted to kill and hang these sons of Shaul, right? Bechir Hashem litlosam, b'harkum lo racham aleihem. So basically, right, so they wanted to kill the sons of Shaul, who was Bechir Hashem, was chosen by God, right? And they didn't have any rachamim on them. So this trait made them basically excluded. Banei lo chafei, kisha'ala Sancheriv melech Ashur, right? So as we know, when Sancheriv came and produced the first exile, okay, Bilbo kol umos, all the nations got mixed up. The Irvam Zebazeh, they got mixed up with each other. The Higla Osamim Komam, and he exiled them from their places. The Ilah Mitzvim Shibarat Mitzrayim Atar Nashim Acharimim. It could be the people in Egypt aren't really the original Egyptians. The Chena Edomim Shibis the Edom, same with the Edomites. The whole of this Arbu Arba Umos, and what happened as a result of this is those four nations, Amon Moav, Mitzrayim, and Edom, they got mixed up, right? Bechol Umos Olam, Shehim Utarim, Hoser Akol. So they got mixed up with all the other ones, and therefore we say all Gerim now are permitted to marry Jews. Shekola Porish Mehem, these Geyer, right? Cheskaso Shapirish Min Arov. Because if if a non-Jew comes forward and wants to convert, we assume he came from the majority, not from one of those four nations. Vika Keshis Gara Ger Bezmanazeh Bechol Makom. That's why today, if a Ger wants to convert, Ben Edomi Ben Mitzri Ben Amoni Ben Moavi Ben Kushi Ben Charumos. Let's say, for example, an Egyptian non-Jew wanted to convert today. We don't apply the halacha of Mitzrim to them today, and they'd be fine. They're permitted to go ahead and marry within the Jewish people immediately. Okay, Shabbat Shalom. We'll pick up Parak Yud Gimel on Sunday.